You are in the power zone now with DU. DU's Power Zone.
The Power Zone with DU is dedicated to bringing you insightful communication and resources that will guide you further in making your personal and professional goals a reality. Through candid, stimulating, and essential conversations, we focus on the 9 universal goals of success, which include career, finances, education, family, arts, attitude, health and wellness, leisure, and public service. Based upon these goals, we provide you, the listener, with practical measures of advancement. Good evening, family, and welcome to The Power Zone with DU. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost, and you are in the Power Zone with DU. Welcome. If you're joining us for the very first time, we're excited to have you. And if you're returning, well, you know it goes down on the Power Zone. We've been in hiatus for a couple of weeks, so we're excited about returning. We have an awesome show lined up for you on this evening, and I'll share some information about our very special guest for the upcoming weeks as well. So at this time, I would like to say congratulations to all of our graduates out there. And I'm talking about the babies to the adults, all of our preschoolers, our kindergarten graduates, our elementary school graduates, middle school graduates, high school graduates, vocational studies graduates. If you've gotten any type of certification, we're acknowledging you on the Power Zone, our associate degree graduates, our bachelor degree graduates, our master's degree graduates, our PhD program graduates. We're just shouting out all graduates and saying much continued success to you. It's not easy starting out a task as it relates to academics and completing it. So we definitely take our hats off to you here at the Power Zone. And again, wish you continued success in all of your endeavors. That being said, we're going to go out on a little break. And when we return, we're going to dive right into our program. We'll be right back after this break. The Power Zone with DU is being brought to you by Darlene's Utopia, an empowerment-based company created to help you elevate to your highest level of potential personally and professionally. We do this through great coaching sessions, conferences, forums, and social media. To learn more about Darlene's Utopia and the services provided, log on to darlenesutopia.com. Welcome back to the Power Zone, family. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost. Now, if you're not in receipt of your copy of Not Without a Fight, I invite you to log on to Darlene's Utopia. There, you will find great testimonies, endorsements, and information of how you may receive your very own hard copy or e-version of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost. I also invite you to join me at Facebook via author Darlene A. Anderson. And there you will find additional testimonies, my latest happenings, inclusive of speaking engagements and appearances. Now, family, when we left on a break, I said I was going to share some information about our June lineup, and I have that detail for you right now. We are excited. We've been working really hard ensuring that we're a part of your summer. We want to be with you in your backyards, when you're barbecuing, when you're in your house under your AC, when you're in the car, when you're at the beach. We want you to be in the power zone. So we're bringing you the very best of the best to ensure that we're a part of your June, July, and August days. That stated, we have Mr. Mark Williams, motivational speaker, leadership trainer, and public speaking coach. Mark is also the author of Beyond Limitations, a great book that I utilize as a motivational tool. Mark will be present to dive into the book as well as speaking to his services that he provides. Mark is also an educator within New York City, and he will be sharing those experiences as well as his community services that he provides outside of the school system. We also have Mr. Malik. Malik is an author of the book titled Convicted at Birth. Malik is also a dynamic motivational speaker. He is a mentor within New York City for youth, and he will be here to speak to his book, again, Convicted at Birth, and his latest happenings. We also have Transparent Tori. Tori is a life coach in which I had the pleasure of meeting over this past March at the SASE conference. If many of you can recall, I've been sharing a lot of information and I've had some of my co-panelists from the SASE conference on the call. Tori will be someone joining us who I had the pleasure of sitting next to and really getting some great insight to her own personal story, as well as how she helps others to heal and advance personally and professionally. So that's Miss Transparent Tori, who will be with us on a call. In addition, I have some of our New Jersey affiliates joining us on the call, Mr. Jermaine Jones. Again, that's Jermaine Jones, a Brothers Making a Difference, a nonprofit organization based in New Jersey. But Jermaine is providing services for New Jersey and beyond. Brothers Making a Difference, which is extremely important as we're honoring Father's Day and the entire month of June, just acknowledging great dads within New York City and beyond making a difference. So we'll have those guests as well as others on the show. When the producers and I were in pre-production of the show, we thought about what we wanted this show to represent. And I said, we could talk about great dads. We can use this month to reflect fathers, which we will. We will highlight amazing men within our communities, not just New York, as I stated previously, beyond New York. Brothers making a difference, fathers making a difference, professional males making a difference within their communities and beyond. So we're definitely going to highlight those men throughout the month of June. But I also wanted to speak to implementation, execution, completion of plans. I opened up congratulating graduates. We spoke to everybody from preschoolers to PhD graduates. It's extremely important to highlight those that have the discipline, the endurance to move forward in plans of receiving certificates as it relates to academics, because it's not easy. It's definitely not easy, and we want to acknowledge those who have weathered the storms and succeeded. But on this show, on this evening, we want to speak to some of those individuals who have not yet quite reached the finish line, but still in a race. So we're speaking to you this evening on the Power Zone. I want to read something to you. It's a blog that I did for the Around the Way Girl Evolved. And this blog is published with Miss Bridget Everett. You can follow her. Check her out at Around the Way Girl Evolved. Bridget has an amazing social movement in which she highlights women who are primarily out of inner city environments and how they've morphed into much more than what others might have thought they would be. And I was actually invited to be a guest blogger on Around the Way Girl Evolved. So here's that piece that I'll share with you guys tonight on the call. As a child, I lived for Thursday nights. At around 7:30 p.m., I will begin to prepare for my weekly show on Channel 4 at 8 p.m. My heart raced with excitement as I yelled to my younger siblings across the room, who usually were playing with their toys loudly. "Be quiet and sit down. My show is about to come on." As I counted down the minutes, I sat in front of the television intensively. Everyone knew that if they touched or even walked in front of the television, there would be problems. As the big hand hit 12 and the little hand hit 8, fame was starting. The instrumental notes hit and Irene's Cara voice followed. "Baby, look at me." I would sing along with the opening song of the show at the top of my lungs. I'd often grab my father's walking cane and imagine myself standing in front of students in a dance studio instructing them. I waited for Debbie Allen's voice to sound off midway through the song, and I would mimic her saying word after word. "You got big dreams? You want fame? Well, fame costs. And right here is where you start paying in sweat." For the next hour, I sat with my eyes glued to the television, mesmerized by the students and staff of Performing Arts High School. They exuded with talent, discipline, and persistence as they overcame their individual and unified adversities, all the while putting on spectacular performances week after week. It was those tender childhood moments that sparked something within me to believe. To believe that I could do anything and be anything that I wanted to do with hard work. Today, I still get excited whenever I hear the song Fame, rather it's the version with or without Debbie Allen defining the course of fame. I still sing this song at the top of my lungs. This song uplifts my spirit and awakens the child in me to dream and reach for the impossible. However, presently, there is a profound understanding to the lyrics of the song, especially Debbie Allen's words about the course of fame. Students entered the school with a passion to become successful singers, dancers, and composers. However, Miss Allen let them know early on that passion wasn't enough and they would have to put in the work. They would have to pay their dues. At the age of 8, I had no idea how valuable that message was then and would be for the soon-to-be woman developing in me. Here I stand, years later, with total insight and acceptance of the charge. Work. Work hard. Work smart. Work. Diligently. Work endlessly. Work. For passion will never be enough to reach your inner level of fame. It is in the trials and tribulations of working towards your dreams that the decision is made that it's all worth your while. Oftentimes, the easy way seems so much easier than a rigorous process that is usually the prerequisite to great success. To read the remaining of this blog, I invite you to log on to Around the Way Girl Evolved with Ms. Bridget Everett. I was on the call this evening with a colleague and a dear friend who has decided to utilize my coaching services for an upcoming conference that she will be doing in September. And it was an honor. I said, wow. I told her this evening, it means so much to me for you to entrust your vision with my company, not just as a friend, because as a friend, she's already entrusted that in me. She's already shared the vision, but as an expert of service that can help bring that to life, it was a huge honor. Many of us on the call that are experts at various things know that sometimes it's not good to work with family and friends, but other times it's just the right service to provide. So again, it was such an honor. She said something to me on the call this evening. She said, I knew that you were the person that I needed to work with, but I wasn't sure if I wanted to work with you because you are serious about your business. And her exact words is what I say to other people. I say, you know, everybody knows Tony Coleman Brown from the show. Tony Coleman Brown is a beast. Renee Daniel Flagler is a beast at her profession. There are a couple of other individuals that I have had on the call. Oliver T. Reed is a beast at his profession. They are professional beasts. And I am honored when someone calls me a professional beast just the same. But she said, you are so driven and so serious about ensuring that things get done and you hold yourself and others accountable. And that really stuck to me, of course, because that is definitely how I want to be seen as it relates to being an accountability coach, but more so because it's important for others to know that they too can be professional driven beasts and move forward in whatever it is that they visualize, that they see themselves doing at the end of the finish line. It is my job to meet you where you're at and then help you not just to see where you want to be, but to get there. And in order to do that, it takes work, it takes discipline, it takes being driven, aka it requires you to be a beast at what you want to do. So that is what we need to aspire to completion. I had the opportunity of being a keynote speaker at the Osborne Foundation over the past week, and it was an amazing experience to be present with the reentry population and help them on their way to provide motivational words, to share some insight to who I am personally and professionally, and to help them to take those tools, to implement those tools and utilize them as they reestablish themselves within their communities, within their families, as they move forward and getting jobs professionally. And some of them actually had goals of becoming entrepreneurs, which is quite possible. And I see it on this present day for some of them that were at the commencement ceremony. So all of these things goes back to the original focus of this call, completion. What are the attributes of completion? The attributes of completion require you to want to complete the task. It's just that plain and simple. When I coach individuals, and being an accountability coach doesn't mean that I have to have a specific area of expertise. I can coach individuals that are pursuing writing their own books, running marathons, singing a song, opening a restaurant, interested in being a better family member, communicating better, whatever it is that you are passionate about, I can help you to establish that goal. The main thing is how bad do you want it? Are you willing to put in the work to get to that goal that you're documenting on that paper, that you're putting on that contract? This is what you need services from Darlene A. Anderson for. Are you willing to put in that work? So very often I hear people say what they want, where they see themselves, but they don't consider the work, the sweat equity that goes into accomplishing your goals. The thing that works best for me is not to look at all of the good things about what that goal will bring. It is to identify what all of the risk factors and all of the sacrifice that has to be made to establish those goals. When you look at it from that perspective, you are suiting yourself up for the inevitable adversities of reaching your goals. When you know it's coming, there is no fear in it. You're able to move forward despite the whole uncomfortable feelings that we experience. That fear of that uncomfortable thing is what sets us back from completing our goals. So, how brave are you? How bad do you want it? How bad do you want to reach that completion? I had the opportunity this past May to be a presenter for the Vision Board Symposium by DDR Consultants in White Plains, New York. It was a huge honor and great opportunity to network with just spectacular women. Miss Lucinda Cross, the activator, was there. She was in the house. Acknowledgments to Lady Dana Rose, who was the host of this great event. And I had prepared for this event for a couple of weeks with a message. And that morning, my message actually changed. I was inspired by a song that I heard that morning in preparation of the event. And some of us can relate to that. We'll be prepared to give a word in one direction, and then something will happen and we'll say, you know what? I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about this. And that's what happened with me that morning. So the message that I decided to go with was surrendering. Surrendering to the possibility of being great and moving forward in that greatness. There's a song by Yolanda Adams, I Gotta Be Ready. And in the song, she states, once I surrender, I won't dare look back. Because if I do, I'll get off track. Move ahead with faith and patiently await your answer. What will it be? And you can take that song from the spiritual reference or not, if you are not a spiritual individual, and just take the beginning of it. Once I surrender, I won't dare look back, because if I do, I'll get off track. So very often we set forward in a goal. We're on the course and something will happen. Rather, it's fear, someone telling us that we can't do it. Something may happen in the midst of it to kind of put us back a little bit, but then we don't get back on track. We cannot allow whatever distractions it may be to stop us from reaching the finish line. We owe it to ourselves to reach the finish line, to put in that work, to remember why we started. Again, how bad do you want it? How faithful are you in your missions? And do you trust and believe that the universe, if nothing else, will carry you to ensure your goal is reached? We're going to go out on the song of the show, which is one of my favorites, Fame by Miss Irene Cara. And when we return, we're going to speak a little bit to our goals and completion a little more. We'll be right back after the break. We'll be right back. family, we here at the Power Zone with DU are honored to share information about our community affiliates, Utopia Network, Inc., a nonprofit organization based in New York, whose mission is to connect individuals and families with services that will promote stability and a better quality of life. They are committed to ensuring that the underserved communities have an understanding of the tremendous opportunities for productivity in their adversities and move to actions of advancement. To learn more about Utopia Network, Inc. and the services provided within New York State, visit them at their Facebook fan page. That's facebook.com/Utopia Network, Inc. Welcome back, family. I am your host, Ms. Darlene A. Anderson, author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost, and founder of Darlene's Utopia. And you have returned to the Power Zone with DU. Okay, let's speak a little bit to implementation, which is defined as the realization of an application or execution of a plan. I'll repeat that. The realization of an application or execution of a plan is the definition of implementation. Implementation is important because the other part of pursuing our goals and moving forward in our endeavors is utilizing tools in which we know won't yield the results that we want. The results that we initially set forth in accomplishing. In the beginning, we set our goals with a plan. And we speak a lot about that on the Power Zone with DU as it relates to Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost. I speak to documentation in an elaborate way. And just to reference that strategy from the book, we'll say it again, SMART goals, family, SMART goals: specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time bound. Again, and I'll give you a second. You ready? Okay, here we go. Specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time bound. That is how your goals should be structured. And within that, you will develop tasks, you'll develop resources, support networks, you'll get your time frames, whether it's daily, monthly, quarterly, annually. All of these things are developed by way of your SMART goals. So when you develop your SMART goals, when you get your plan, and it might be different, you might take your SMART goals and you might have a more detail-oriented plan, or you might simplify it a little bit. However you choose to document your goals, stick to it. Don't go putting other things in the game unless you know for a fact whatever new things that you are incorporating will help you. It's been assessed, identified as a need. Don't do it just because you saw someone else do it. Don't do it just because someone else said you should do it. When you're selecting your new goals to put in, you're identifying things, you're doing it because you know it is what is needed, because you've measured, you've assessed something that possibly didn't work. So now you have to incorporate new things. But again, it's a new plan. It's a new plan that you're now implementing again. It all goes back to implementation, execution of the plan. We have the tools we need to succeed, family. We have the tools of completion. We just have to own it, believe it, and move forward with it. Okay, family. So there you have it. Your plan of completion. Now, what are you going to do with it? We here at the Power Zone want to hear from you. We want to hear how you put your SMART goals into play and what you plan on doing for this quarter ending. June ends the second quarter of the year. There is still time for you to put those plans in place, either for the second quarter or prepare for the third quarter. Share your plans with us. Let us know how things worked out. If you need help, I am available. I am available and willing to help you reach your goals for the remainder of 2015 into 2016. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? This has been an exciting call. It's always a pleasure to share information with you all as it relates to helping you elevate to your highest level personally and professionally. And that is what we're doing on the Power Zone with DU, bringing you insightful resources to help you along your way to success. Tune in every Wednesday night at 10 o'clock p.m. as we're sharing the best of the best for you. As stated, we have an amazing lineup coming to you for June, July, and August. Tune in for those very special guests and share it with your family, friends, and networks. Until next time, family, be well, and I'll catch you on the Power Zone.